It's time to take a look at harness racing with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. It's been another massive week once again.
Let's just take a look at what happened at Tabcorp Park Menangle. Once again, Mark Purdom was in town and he notched up another double.
Yeah, he had two horses nominated at Tabcorp Park Menangle yesterday on Tuesday and won with both of them. And he was fresh from training the New Zealand Derby Quinella with Vincent and Ultimate Machete just on the weekend. But Mark's first winner yesterday at Menangle was the two-year-old by the name of Sicario, and he won a heat of the Australian Pacing Gold, and he was actually the fastest of the three heat winners on the day of the APG. He went 153.8, and it was his second win in as many starts, and he looked very smart doing it as well, Simon. He's a really nice horse, and he was actually purchased at last year's Sydney APG sale for $120,000, and he was a top-priced lot that year. So, he certainly was eye-catching as a yearling, and he's eye-catching as a two-year-old as well. And then Mark won later in the program with Motu Premier, and he won quite nicely. He's won four of his last five starts now and is owned in Australia by Merv Butterworth.
Gee, the Mark Purdon stable is just a machine, isn't it? I wonder how many two-year-olds he has.
Yeah, I know. It would be good to know. And I'm sure he'd have plenty of youngsters. You know, we see him at the sales here in Australia, and he's always thereabouts with Natalie Rasmussen, of course. And look, you know, they're buying quality horses. His two-year-old that won yesterday was $120,000. And his brother, Barry Purdon, also his horse won one of the other APG heats yesterday, and he's called B Major Threat, and over in New Zealand his name's Major Threat, and you know they purchased him for $56,000. So you know they're spending the money into buying quality horses. So they've just got so many nice horses.
And the best standard bred in the world, they're saying Lazarus. He ran at was Addington last Friday night.
Yes. Yes, so yeah, they had quite a big feature race meeting there, and there were some nice horses. Mark Jones won the trot final, there was the Purdons and Rasmussen team won a few races too.
Now, what were some of the other highlights at Menangle yesterday?
Yeah, look, well, there was plenty of highlights across the meeting, to be honest. John McCarthy also trained and drove a winner, and you're probably thinking, you know, he does that all the time, so what's special about that? But he's actually sitting on 1,999 wins as a trainer. So he's just one win shy of training 2,000 winners, and John's got quite a remarkable story. You know, he formerly was a butcher, and he lived in Bathurst, and 20 or so years ago he decided that he'll sell the butcher shop. You know, he could just see that supermarkets were taking over and he didn't really want to be a part of that, and he thought he'd sell the butcher shop and start training horses full time. He used to train them just as a hobby. And he moved the family. You know, the four kids, Luke McCarthy, Todd, Andy McCarthy, and they also have a daughter called Jody, and wife Narelle. They all moved up to Queensland, and, he said he just bought some cheap horses just to get him going that he owned himself, and they eventually come across a nice horse called Trois Frères, and the horse finished third in an Inter-Dominion final. And ever since that result, he, you know, began getting a lot of nice horses in the team, and he's since won 18 Group 1 races. He's won the Miracle Mile with Be Good Johnny a couple of times. He won the Hunter Cup. He's had quite a few nice horses, and over the years from that risk that he took, you know, 20 years ago, which is quite remarkable. But, over the next few days, John has a few horses nominated, so I think we'll most likely see him crack the 2,000, at least within the week.
Okay, so John McCarthy there. Peter Morris Sr. had a winner.
Yes, so Peter Morris, he bounced back to the winner's circle. He drove the Trotter, aptly named, later to victory, sooner or later. Morrie, he hadn't driven a winner for almost a decade. And ironically, the last time he drove a winner was with a trotter at Menangle, and that was back in 2008 on a horse called Ten Commanders.
Now, the winner of the Pink Bonnet, My Sweet Chilli Filly, Amanda, off to the spelling paddock.
Yeah, she sure is, and she's definitely deserved it. She won the Group 3 Pink Bonnet at Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night, and she's done a huge job for her connections this time in. You know, well, this is her first racing preparation, and she's remained unbeaten in her four starts. She obviously won the Bathurst Gold Tiara at the end of last month, and she added another group victory to her name on the weekend. And yeah, Team Tritton put out on Twitter that she'll go out for a decent spell, and then they'll aim her at the Breeders' Crown later on in the season.
Righto. Now, there's a big weekend coming up for the Easter weekend, and tomorrow night we're off to Penrith with the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups meeting. The main race is the Renshaw Cup. Now, Tiger Tara, who will be having its third start in 7 days, is the $1.90 favourite.
Yeah, and he's in super form for Kevin Pizzuto. He's really hitting his straps now. He's been in Australia for a couple of months. He's a Kiwi import, of course. And, yeah, as you just mentioned, he won the PFD Cup at Penrith last Thursday night. Then 2 nights later, backed up at Menangle, won at Menangle. And he's in again this Thursday. But, yeah, I think he deserves the favouritism. But it's attracted a top field, this Renshaw Cup. You know, we see Ultimate Art. He's been in good form this preparation. We also see Yaya's Hotspot, who won the Renshaw Cup last year in the race. John McCarthy has Blazin' and Cullen. So, you know, if he wins, John McCarthy will get that 2,000. And, yeah, it's just an overall really good race. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there on the night. But, yeah, from Penrith, we then have racing at Dubbo and Maitland on Saturday. And up at Maitland, we see the return of last season's Breeders' Challenge winner, Rock Me Mama, who hasn't raced since she won that Group 1 back in June last year. And then Sunday, we race at Wagga and then roll into Fairfield on Monday, which is could be the second last meeting at that track, as there is talk of a track closure there. So, their last meeting could be the Carnival of Cups in July.
Well, I remember when Fairfield closed for the first time. What, it must have been about 2005 or something. And then it was just a training track, but then it sort of came back a couple of years ago. So they're thinking about closing it once again, are they?
Yeah, the local council have got involved, and yeah, they are considering closing it down. I'm not sure where they're at with that, and you know, if it will still remain as you know, for a place for people to train their horses, or for how long. It'd be sad to see a lot of history. I used to go to Fairfield when I was a very young girl. And have some fond memories there. So, it's good to see. They got the Easter Egg as their feature race on Monday, and obviously their feature race, one of their main feature races on their Carnival of Cups meeting, will be the JD Watts Memorial, who is a pioneer for harness racing, particularly in New South Wales, and, you know, was from around the Fairfield area.
Okay, so that's Fairfield on Monday.
Yeah.
Anything else on the news front, Amanda?
No, that's about it. I was just having a look at Lazarus's final sectionals in that free-for-all the other weekend over in New Zealand. He went 25.9 his last quarter. He's just a freak, isn't he? And he beat our Waikiki Beach. So, that's about it, all the news. Big week. We just had a big week, and we've got another big week coming. So it kind of never stops in harness racing.
That's the way we like it. Thanks very much, Amanda. Enjoy your Easter weekend, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Easter to you too, Simon.